Welcome, everybody, and good to see you all this evening. And because I've been away for a couple of weeks recently, and I know we've been doing also some different meditations, different forms over the last couple of months, I thought it would be good this evening for us to return to our core meditation, which is called metta bhavana, or the cultivation of loving kindness. And it was interesting this afternoon as I was preparing for this evening. It was kind of a feeling, I mean, even though actually I was here 2 weeks ago and I know I was away before that, but it felt like a long time. Okay. And I kind of had a little bit of feeling of coming home. It's like, oh, that's nice. I'm going to do meditation with the group again this evening. So that felt good. And I was thinking, well, what would be good to do? And I thought, well, simple metta. And then I thought a little bit about that phrase, simple metta. Now, metta, as those of you who've been here before know, means, is usually translated as loving kindness or love or goodwill or friendliness. Basically, genuine, unconditional, positive feelings towards other people. But I thought the interesting word was the simple part, because, as you probably know, metta in theory, the meditation is very simple, which is, you know, imagine seeing a few people and imagine what it's like to love them. And of course, simple doesn't mean easy. Okay. But I thought a bit more about that, about, well, this is definitely hard. Metta is very hard. It's a practice that, for many people, they make it their life's practice. You know, this is the one meditation they will do for their whole life, working on generating feelings of loving kindness for all beings. And I started to think, well, it's clearly hard, and most of us find it hard. But is that the way it should be? And it's kind of interesting, because I was thinking back, and if you think about all the great religious teachers, all the enlightened beings that we know of, and you can think of the ones you think of, all of them, one way or another, taught loving kindness for all beings. And yet, it seems like after, you know, 10,000 years or so of civilization, we still haven't got the message. Okay? We've kind of pretty much, as a society, ignored what all the great teachers, what all the great religious leaders have tried to teach us. And even some of the most devout followers of those religious leaders are the first to ignore the teaching to love all beings. And so it's clearly not that easy. We don't kind of live in a society that encourages us to love people unconditionally. We live in a society that encourages us to separate the world into two types of people: those we deem good and likable, and those we deem not good and not likable. And whether that separation is geographic, or whether that separation is political or religious or whatever, society wants us to split people up into different groups and say, you know, this is the group you like and you do nice things for, and this is the group that you don't like and you don't do nice things for. And it's when you think along those lines that you start to realize how radical loving kindness meditation is, and how radical what all these great spiritual teachers have taught. You know, because it's not the way we naturally are. It's not the way our society naturally is. And when we try to be people who genuinely love all people, then we're not going the way that most people in society think we should. So that for me was my meditation this afternoon. And at one point I got a little depressed while I was going through that. But then I got actually feeling very positive and very excited because, you know, what we do when we do metta meditation is radical. Okay? It is exciting. It is world-changing. You know, each of us here can change the way we interact with the world this week. Okay? And that's powerful. And so I managed to talk myself out of the low point and say, no, this is exciting. And it's also exciting to know that this meditation and exactly the form we're going to do this evening, this meditation has been around for 900 odd years. I can't remember exactly how long, but it's many centuries, so that it's been in exactly the form we're going to do it. And that there are tens, if not hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people around the world who do this practice. This is a very common practice, especially in certain Southeast Asian countries. And so that feels good to know that that as we're meditating here and expressing love for all beings, that around the world, you know, up and down the coast, wherever it be, there are other people doing the same. And that kind of makes me feel good to be part of that. So for those of you, if you've not done this meditation before, don't worry. It's completely guided. You don't need to know anything. If you have done this meditation before, I'd like to encourage you to approach it as if you never had, for it to be fresh and to be new, and to really see if you can glimpse some of that radical part, that this really is what we're doing. Isn't, you know, it's not like Barney, I love you, you love me, you know. This is something quite deep we're doing. This is deep work when we do this. And, you know, we are definitely doing something that is not valued in society when we do this. And yet it's something that can really improve society, and each one of us can be part of that. So any questions before we start? We start our meditation by taking a moment to let go of the things that have been on our minds today. The good stuff, the not so good stuff. The memories of the week gone by, the thoughts of the week ahead of us. And recognizing that some of those things are important, but some of those things are really not so important. But for now, just giving ourselves the gift of being present here to meditate. And becoming aware of the sounds around us. The sound of the traffic in the street. The sound of the heating system. The sound of our friends about us. And just being aware and completely accepting of all those sounds. And now turning your attention to the place where the weight of your body presses downward through the cushion, the mat, the chair. Noticing the sensations of pressure on your feet, ankles, legs, knees, backside. And aware that as your body presses downward, so the cushion, the mat, the chair are all pressing back upward to support you in this place. And beneath them, the studio floor, the foundations, and ultimately the earth beneath us are all pressing back upward to support you in this place. And taking a moment to feel that connection with the earth, the same earth that you share with billions of other people, trillions of other creatures. And from that connection with the earth, noticing your pelvis and your spine rising from your pelvis, take your moment to lengthen and straighten your spine, maybe moving gently side to side, backwards and forwards, until you find the place where your body is naturally supported by your spine. And similarly with your neck and your head, gently moving your head, lengthening and straightening your neck until you find the place where your head is naturally supported by your neck. And as your body calms, allowing your mind to calm also. Not fighting with your thoughts, not trying to suppress them, but instead, when a thought arises, just acknowledging it and letting go. And now becoming aware of your breathing, noticing the depth and the quality of your breath. Noticing the sensations in the whole of your body as you breathe. Noticing the phases of your breath, noticing the in-breath, and noticing the out-breath. Noticing the small pause between the end of the in-breath and the beginning of the out-breath. and the pause from the end of the out-breath while your body awaits the new in-breath. Noticing the different feelings in your body, the different sensations as you go through these phases of breathing. And allowing your mind to rest on the process of your breath. Using your breath as a place that you can return to if you become distracted or your mind wanders off. Not grasping onto the breath or concentrating as hard as you can, but simply resting in awareness of the process of your breathing. And with your mind still resting gently on your breath, bring to mind a time in the past when you felt good about your life, where things were going well for you, when you felt good about your place in this world. And whenever that time or place was, whether it be very recently or many, many years ago, whenever it was, bring it to mind, and as you do so, start feeling positive feelings of love for yourself. And allow those feelings of love, of loving kindness, of goodwill and friendliness towards yourself, allow them to grow and to deepen. And as you allow those feelings of loving kindness, of metta, to deepen, gently remind yourself that true metta, true loving kindness, isn't conditional, isn't dependent on things going well. And so start to feel those same feelings for yourself right now, in this moment. Whether or not things are going well for you in your life, whether or not you feel good about your place in the universe right now. But just recognizing that whatever's going on in your life, however you are right now, you should unconditionally be feeling feelings of love, of loving kindness, of goodwill and friendliness towards yourself. And so start to feel those feelings right now. And if you find it helps, use the mantra, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. May I be well, may I be happy, May I be free from suffering. And now very gently bring to mind a friend, a specific person who you find easy to like. And as you bring that person to mind, start feeling the same feelings of loving kindness, of love, goodwill, friendliness towards that person. Not because they're your friend, not because they're easy to like, but just recognizing that you share humanity with that person, and like you, they suffer sometimes. Like you, they'd rather be without that suffering. And so start feeling feelings of loving kindness for them, and again, if you find it helps, using the mantra, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. May you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. And now bring to mind a neutral person, someone whose face you would recognize, but who you know very little about. Maybe you know their first name, maybe you don't even know that. Perhaps it's the person who works on the checkout at the grocery store, or somebody you pass on the way to work every day. Whoever it is, start feeling feelings of loving kindness for that person. Not knowing whether they'd be the kind of person you'd naturally like or dislike. Not knowing whether they're the kind of person who you'd approve of or disapprove of the way they behave. But recognizing that like you, they're human. Like you, they know suffering. And that you'd wish them to be free from that suffering. And so allow the feelings unconditionally of metta, of loving kindness, to deepen and to grow. And again, using the mantra, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. And now bring to mind a difficult person, somebody who you find hard to like. Maybe it's somebody who's giving you trouble in your life right now. Maybe it's somebody who you feel hurt you a while back. Maybe it's just your least favorite politician. But whoever that person is, bring them to mind and again, recognize your shared humanity with that person. And as you do so, start feeling feelings of loving kindness, of unconditional love, of goodwill and friendliness to that person. Regardless of what you feel about that person. Regardless of how hard you find it to like them. But still feeling feelings of loving kindness for them. And again, using the mantra, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. And now imagine that the four people that you've cultivated metta for were standing here in this room this evening. Yourself, who you know so well. The neutral person, who you know so little about. The friend, who you find easy to like. And the enemy, who you find hard to like. So imagine the four of you standing here this evening. And as you visualize that, feel feelings of loving kindness for each of the four of you. And as you do so, notice any differences, noticing any areas where it's hard or you get stuck, noticing where it's easier. Feel feelings of loving kindness for all four of you and start to equalize the feelings. So the feeling for yourself, the friend, the neutral person and the enemy start to become the same, unconditional loving kindness. And now expand outwards to include everybody who's here in the studio this evening. Some of whom you may know well, some of whom you may not know at all. But whoever they are, feel feelings of loving kindness for every single person in this room tonight. Unconditionally. Wishing them all to be well, happy, and free from suffering. And now expand outwards to include everybody who lives in this area. Vancouver, Camas, Washougal. Wishing every single person in this area to be well, happy, and free from suffering. Some of whom you know, some of whom you know well, but the majority of whom you don't know at all. And so unconditionally, feeling feelings of loving kindness for everybody who lives in this area. And expanding out to the south to include everybody in Portland and the Portland metro area. All 1.5 million or so people. A few of whom you may know. But the vast majority of whom you've never met. And so feeling feelings of loving kindness unconditionally for everybody in the Portland area. And expanding outwards north through Olympia, through Seattle, all the way to the Canadian border. Expanding west out to the coast. Expanding south down through Salem, down through Eugene, all the way to the Californian border. Expanding east along the gorge and out to Idaho. Until you've included everybody who lives in this Pacific Northwest area. And you're wishing all of them to be well, happy, and free from suffering. And expanding out further, north through Canada and across to Alaska, south down through California, east across the Midwest, out to the East Coast, until you included everybody in North America. And you're wishing every single person to be well, happy, and free from suffering. And keeping going south down through Mexico, Central America, South America, east across the Atlantic, west across the Pacific, north across the pole, and wrapping around until you've wrapped around the whole of this earth. You've included every continent on this earth and all 7 billion or so people who live on this planet, and wishing every single one of them to be well, happy, and free from suffering. Feeling feelings of loving kindness for every single person on this planet, whoever they are, wherever they are, whatever they do. And expanding outwards into the universe, not knowing if there are other sentient beings in the universe, but saying that if there are, and if they know suffering, that you would wish them to be free of that suffering. And so expanding out until you have a loving heart the size of this universe, including every creature, every being in this universe, and wishing every single creature, every single being in this universe to be well, happy, and free from suffering. And feeling for a moment what it feels like to have a heart that's that inclusive and that loving. And without letting go of that feeling of having an all-loving, all-inclusive heart, very gently return your awareness to being here in the studio with a group of friends. And now we'll dedicate the merit. May all beings, without limit, without end, have a share in the merit just now made, and in whatever other merit I have made, may they attain liberation and their radiant hopes be fulfilled.